The post-match interview.
Guess who I'm down here with?
Oh, well, let's have a look. Well, it's not Lamal, so that's good. That's a good start. The umpire, who else are you down there
with? We're with the evangelist.
Blair Huggins,
best on today. Blair, congratulations, mate. Well, hang on, the loss. Just fantastic game. You're through to the big dance. How's it feel?
Oh, so relieved. Yeah, it's such an honour to represent on the big stage. Are we on?
Yes, we can hear your voice. Yeah, we can hear you.
Sweet. Just honoured to be in the part of the 22 that's going to represent, and especially the reserves as well. Both of us made it. This makes it so much honourable.
How are you going down there in that back line? Like, you come to the footy, and a lot of people come to watch the footy, and they love to see the big forwards mark, and they love to see the midfielders do their thing. But really, watching South Barwon's back line, it's a thrill to watch. You guys all play your role so well. You take intercept marks, and you just defend. You're just a really good outfit.
Yeah, no, it is. It's so, what do you call it? I don't even really bother, because you know Driver's behind you, you've got Goffey coming through, Wiedemann, like half the opposition don't even pay respect to Weeds, and he just jumps over and kills everything. So it's unbelievable knowing that they got your back, but I'm just there to block. Hopefully the big boys fly and we get it to ground and win.
How do you feel about being a bit of a K-Rock favourite? You got the nickname, I hear the teammates are starting to call you the evangelist as well. Is this a true thing?
No, I haven't got it yet, actually. I was a bit confused, actually, after the Joey's game last time. We got it. I had to type up what the evangelist was, but it sticks. So.
Well, the boys don't reckon they can commentate you just saying Huggins. They have to say Blair Huggins, and you reckon they're your TV evangelist. So, mate, you've been fantastic, and you played a brilliant game today. Boys, over to you.
Yes, very good. Thanks, Kirsch. Blair, well done. Jason Dalton and Rowan McSparren up here. Just a couple of quick questions from us. The TV evangelist, I named you that, so bad luck. And I'm sure it'll catch on. Driver will get that. But a great game from the Swans again. Coming from fifth, it's been a great final series for the team, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's really good. We had a little rough patch throughout the year, and I had a bit of groin issue, but managed to get back into the team, and we're just, really settled, especially as back seven, and then rolling through the midfield. So much pressure in the mids and forwards, especially. The forwards really press up to the ball, force them to kick over hands, and it just comes in high, and we get to block and reset, and it's just so much fun to play down there.
Blair, your first year at club, mate, and it looks like you fitted in really well. Enjoying your time down there at South?
Yeah, so good. I spoke to a couple of clubs coming down here, and when I spoke to Nildy and Kuzler and Shane, just blew me away. It's a pretty easy choice, but such a good first year of senior football.
You talked to Colac as well, by the sounds of it too, Blair.
We did have a couple of chats, yeah. Travelling down the highway looks probably like, wasn't going to suit him.
Looks like you made the right decision, I reckon, Blair.
Yeah, no, really honoured. especially just such a young list, so got so many mates in here. It's like got a couple from uni, but most of them are just footy boys. Hang out with them pretty much every day, play plenty of golf with them, and it's so much fun on and off the field.
Now, as part of the Leopold Sporties Player of the Day, are you swinging hands with anybody? You got a partner?
No, I don't.
You don't
actually have
a partner? No. Well, that's good, because from a perspective of who you take to the Leopold Sporties to use the voucher from South Barwon, who's a good bloke that you would take? Who's a nice chap that you take for a palmy and a pot down there?
Oh, far out. There's a fair few.
Yeah.
Especially a lot of young boys, but I'd have to go to me mate Weeds.
Yes, Lockie Wiedemann. Yeah, no, that's good. That.
Live on res with him.
Really?
One of the first blokes met down here, both of us new to the club, and formed a really, pretty, really good relationship.
All right, well, that's very good. Now, who's the reptile that you would never take from the club? Who wouldn't you take as the Leopold Sporties?
Oh, no, I reckon if I took Pearce, he'd probably eat all the food. So.
Taking Tom Pearce?
No, I wouldn't take
you wouldn't
Tom
take
Pearce.
Him?
No.
Perfect. Beautiful. We love that. Tip Tom Pearce in. That's great.
He's a bit of a pest too, though.
Yes, he's a pest too. The coach has said that. He's a bit of a pest. So.
Always puts a smile on our face, but some questionable comments come out of his mouth.
well done today. Congratulations. And, look forward to 6 days, the grand final at GMHBA. Can you believe that? That you're going to be playing on the big dance in the big stadium?
Oh, I can't believe it. Especially with all of us in Resi's and seniors. It's going to be such an honourable day. Can't wait.
The post-match interview.